Thank you.
Mixler is running.
Mixler is running?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I see. Yeah. All right. Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are in our day 6 of our 11th special session. It is October 26, 2021. The time is 10 a.m. Congressman Walker, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for this pretty fall weather. Lord, I just ask that you be with us as we continue to make decisions that affect those that we serve. Lord, I just want to again thank you for the opportunity to serve. Always, you know, a pleasure to be in one of those seats, and I just thank you for that. Help lead us, guide us, be with those that are in need, whether it's sickness, pain and suffering, whatever it may be, Lord, you know what they need, and I just ask that you take care of that for them. Lord, again, I just ask you to be with us and help us make decisions that positively affect those that we serve, Lord. Please forgive us for our sins. Thing I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Walker. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Let's see.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, thank you. We have a quorum. Congressman Big Horse is at an appointment this morning, and I believe he will be back in the afternoon for committee meeting. Next is review of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Speaker.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
Under General Order Day 1, it has me as the sponsor to Congresswoman Stabler's bill regarding the natural gas generators.
Okay, thank you. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
On General Order Day 2, ONCA 2119, when you advanced it, it says 21109. Third reading.
Sure does. Thank you.
Speaker.
Yes, go ahead.
ONCR 2120. Whenever the bill is referenced or the resolution is referenced, it's referenced as ONCA 21109 instead of the resolution and number.
It is, and I don't know what's going on here.
So, right, and I'll, yeah, okay.
And that's enough. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm not sure how that got by. Thank you, though.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for October 25th and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Thank you. Next is reports of select committees. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met regarding ONCR 2120, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. The sponsor is myself. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Bickhorst, and Keene. We also met regarding ONCA 2209, an act to amend ONCA 2178 to clarify the intent of the appropriation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Final committee action, due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Bickhorst. We met regarding ONCA 22-06, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $4 million to the Capital Asset Fund of ARPA funds for the purchase of land, pre-construction cost, and construction for a COVID-compliant assisted living facility in Hominy and Fairfax, Oklahoma, and pre-construction cost and construction for a COVID-compliant assisted living facility in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Final committee action, due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Bickhorst. We met regarding ONCA 21-119, an act to amend the Osage Nation Election Code at 12 ONC 5-111 to amend the certification of candidates and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. Final committee action, due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Bickhorst. We also met regarding ONCA 21-109, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2 million of ARPA funds to the Capital Asset Fund for a new COVID-compliant judicial building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Bickhorst. That's it.
Anyone else unable to hear anything?
We lost the speaker. She's coming back in right now.
Hey, clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Excuse me. I'm going to have to get on my phone here. I lost connection on my laptop. Is that the end of select committee reports?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I apologize for that. I'll try to get it back up here. Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Reports of standing committees.
Speaker Walker.
Congressman Walker, go ahead.
Government Operations Committee met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2189, an act authorizing and appropriate the amount of $250,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to COVID-19 vaccine incentive fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Keene. Committee action is no recommendation. Voting yes, Walker, Goodfox, Keene, Rebard, Bickhorst, and Shaw. Committee also considered Bill Number ONCA 2190, an act to establish a revolving fund for COVID-19 vaccination incentive payments and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor for that bill is also Congressman Keene. Committee action, no recommendation. Voting yes, Walker, Goodfox, Keene, Rebard, Bickhorst, and Shaw. Committee also considered Bill Number ONCA 2112, an act authorizing and appropriate the amount of $7,930,740 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act projects and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Committee action is no recommendation. Voting yes, Walker, Goodfox, Keene, Rebard, Bickhorst, and Shaw. Committee also considered Bill Number ONCA 2203, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2,254,437 to the Executive Branch and American Rescue Plan Act funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Final committee action is do pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes, Walker, Goodfox, Keene, Rebard, Bickhorst, and Shaw. And that's all. Thank you.
Speaker, all right, this is thank Alice. You.
Speaker Pratt.
Okay. Who was, somebody said first, was that Goodfox?
That was me.
All right, go ahead.
So per the conversation that I had in the committee meeting yesterday in GovOps, I let everyone know that I plan to withdraw ONCA 21-112 and in its place file three other bills that would incorporate or encompass what that bill was. So at this time, I'd like to withdraw ONCA 21-112.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to withdrawal ONCA 21-112 and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
Speaker.
All right. 21-112 has been withdrawn. Continue.
And at this time, I would like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 22-14, 22-15, and 22-17 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
ONCA 22-14, 15, and 17?
Yes.
On first reading on today's agenda. Motion's made and seconded. No discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right.
Speaker.
Yes, Congressman Keene, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to withdraw ONCA 21-89 and
second.
ONCA 21-90.
Second.
21. Motion is made to withdraw 21-89 and 21-90 and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, 21-89 and 21-90 has been withdrawn.
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler, go ahead.
We have now received the second bill that is the companion bill to 2204 that it contains the amendments to ONCA 2173 in the adjustment process for the bills that are coming through for 2204. So right now I'd like to suspend the rules and amend the proclamation to add ONCA 2216. Second.
Okay, there is a motion to amend the proclamation to add ONCA 2216 and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Right. ONCA 2216 has been added to the proclamation.
Speaker, Stabler, yes. Again.
Go ahead.
I'd like to move to suspend the rules and modify the agenda for today and add ONCA 2216 to the agenda.
On first readings, second
reading, excuse me.
All right. Motion is made and seconded to modify the agenda and place ONCA 2216 on first reading on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right. ONCA 2216 has been added to first reading as well. Okay. One moment, please. Okay, we are now on first reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2210, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $75,000 to the executive branch for a third-party vendor to provide and or deliver homebound elder meals and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, please continue.
Thank you. I'd also like to read in ONCA 2214, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2 million in ARPA funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the Harvest Land and Butcher House and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read in ONCA 2215, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $5 million $630,740 in ARPA funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the museum, language, and culture departments, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, is that 15? Go ahead and read 17.
Oh, I don't have 17. RJ Walker has that.
Okay, I put you down for that. All right. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to read in ONCA 2216 to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds, reducing the total in ONCA 2173 by the amount of $7,487,441 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman, I'm sorry, I apologize. Would you read that title again?
To amend ONCA 2173 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds, reducing the total in ONCA 2173 by the amount of $7,487,441 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in bill number ONCA 2217, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $300,000 to the Executive Branch and American Rescue Plan Act funds for a CARES continuation project for the remodel of the Mid-Continent Building as a COVID-compliant central receiving facility and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Walker. Let me slow down here for a second and ask Congresswoman Lemon about her bills 11, 12, and 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Where, I just want to clarify where those are at. Have you, I know you sent your notice.
Yes.
Filed them. So what are you doing?
I'm currently waiting on one more budget insert. I haven't had the opportunity to visit with our legislative council yet or our budget analyst, Mr. Frazier. I did speak briefly with Second Speaker Rivard last evening. I've received notice that there's going to be another budget insert that's going to come in. They're adding two positions to our social services department.
Okay, Congresswoman, that's fine. I just didn't want to leave home without you, so I was just checking on you. Whatever you've got going, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't trying to move. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. ONCA 2210 is assigned to Health and Social Services. 2214 and 15 and 17 to Government Operations, and ONCA 2216 to Health and Social Services. Okay. All right, we're now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2202, an act to amend 15 ONC Section 18101 to establish Juneteenth as an official holiday of the Osage Nation in law, and to remove unnecessary language and to establish an alternate effective date.
Are there any amendments to propose to that bill? Okay, hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. Right, ONCA 2205, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $150,000 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for the purchase and installation of natural gas generators for each of the three villages, Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. Okay, I am going to try my connection one more time, so bear with me while I switch over. I just received... some... Clerk, I'm going to keep the other... Okay, there we go. I'm going to try to stay connected just in case I lose you all again. Right. We're now on third reading. ONCA 21-109, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2 million of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the Capital Asset Fund for a new COVID-compliant judicial building and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll reserve my time to close.
All right, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 21-109? Hearing none, Congressman, you have the floor.
Waive my time.
Okay. The question is, shall ONCA 21-109 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. 21-109 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes and ONCA 21-109 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 21-119, an act to amend the Osage Nation Election Code at 12 ONC Section 5111 to amend the certification of candidates and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Goodfox is a sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
All right, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 21-119? Hearing none, Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. I just ask that you support the bills on today's agenda for final vote. It brings all of our newly passed laws into place with our election code and puts everything in proper order before the next election. So I urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 21-119 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 21-119 passes. There's an alternate effective date discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 21-119 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2206, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $4 million to the Capital Asset Fund of American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA funds for the purchase of land, pre-construction costs, and construction for a COVID-compliant assisted living facility in Hominy and Fairfax, Oklahoma, and pre-construction costs and construction for a COVID-compliant assisted living facility in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor, and I will close. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2206? Okay, hearing none. I just want to thank the Health and Social Services Committee for the work on this bill to come up with additional language for the bill, because in committee, for those who weren't there, we did amend the language in this bill to include the details for Hominy and Fairfax, because this kind of has evolved a little, and also the land has already been purchased. So that was the discussion that we had, that the land has already been purchased in Pawhuska to place an assisted living facility. But the original conversation that I had with Chief when I let him know that we should move forward with assisted living and that I was going to file a bill for assisted living, from the ARPA funds when we first had the special session to address ARPA dollars, land was supposed to be purchased, and the discussion was had that land would be purchased for an assisted living facility in Hominy that would be centrally located, more centrally located for all the districts and our reservation boundaries. That did not happen. And now we are told that this is the living facility will be with other facilities, buildings in Pawhuska. And so we continue to have that discussion regarding having assisted living for all of the districts and what we as a Congress would like to see happen moving forward in having cultural areas where they might have senior housing, because we are moving forward with senior housing with all three locations. And so this is just fall in line with that. Continue to work on the nutrition facilities and assisted living, et cetera, and continue to grow and expand our services in different locations for our elders. So I appreciate the work on that. And so I urge you to support this. Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2206 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2206 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2206 will advance to enrollment. Excuse me. Next is ONCA 2209, an act to amend ONCA 2178 to clarify the intent of the appropriation and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. I will close. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2209? Okay, hearing none, I will close. And this bill, as it states in the title, it is to clarify the intent of ONCA 2178 that was previously passed by Congress, which was the $4 million that was passed in a previous special session when we authorized spending for the ARPA dollars. And so, very similar, same thing. What we did is came back, and when we came up with the language in committee to specify the locations, the same needed to be done with this bill because it did not have any specific information in it. It just said to build an assisted living facility and $4 million. And so I brought that bill back to add the language into so that the Health Authority Board has a starting point in moving forward with the planning of assisted living. So I'm excited to get to work with, and I believe, and I'm going to hope that we continue to work with the Health Authority Board in discussion and just keeping as informed as the Congress. And that's, you know, what we're just hoping for that. And Congresswoman Stabler is going to lead that charge, and we just kind of stay in communication and go along the way so that we can all hopefully this be a smooth and hopefully quick process with for our elders. Now, that's what I say, we can hope for that, because that is the Health Authority Board can do a lot of planning, but at the end of the day, you know, the final say is really does lie with the executive branch. And assisted living was not on the list, on a priority list for the executive branch. But the Congress, as I spoke in the previous special session, I believe the our budgetary session when we began CEJO, and this one as well, is that the Congress is going to continue to prioritize. You know, we had a strategic plan, another strategic plan come out that the executive branch moved forward with, and you know, assisted living was in those results. And so there are a lot of needs in this nation, and we know that. And one place that we are behind, we have failed up to this point, is to provide and continue additional services for our elders. And we as a Congress have continued to push for that, and But we've done a lot of talking, and that's just what I keep saying is like, let's stop talking about it and let's move forward, because we really are in the days of, we've always had our elders and they've always had needs, but our elders continue to grow and we need to do a really good job of continuing to take care of them, but in a better way and a stronger manner, because they are precious and few. Those are the days that we're in right now. And so we want to do our best for them. And so it's time to stop talking and start moving. So I appreciate my colleagues for supporting me on this sort of push and drive to get moving. And I hope that we continue, with nursing home and hospice. And those have all been things that our people have asked for a very long time now. And so we're going to continue to move forward towards that. I'm happy for the momentum. I hope that we, the executive branch, and we stay on the same page, because this is a true need. It's called for in the executive branch's strategic plan and very much needed. So I appreciate the Congress in prioritizing this spending for assisted living. And it's assisted living. It doesn't even have to be elders, but those who the most vulnerable need our voice. And so this is what we're our effort. So thank you very much. The question is, shall ONCA 2209 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2209 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2209 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCR 2120, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCR 2120 pass?
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congresswoman Lemon? Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCR 2120 passes and will advance to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Health and Social Services Committee meeting will be immediately following session until 12 p.m. Let's give everybody about 5 minutes. Clerk, would you be ready at 10:50?
Yes, ma'am. I will be ready.
All right. We'll stay on this feed. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. GovOps will meet this afternoon from 1 to 3. The bills that were assigned this morning will be placed on the agenda and any other bills that were remaining on the tracker. Thank you.
Speaker.
All right. Thank you, Congressman Walker. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes. I'd like to announce that Rules and Ethics will meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to engross two bills. So I just wanted to give a heads up to legal. Trey's on the phone. If he could email us those and let the members of the committee know that we will call in at 9 o'clock to engross ONCA 2202 and 2205.
Okay, thank you.
Motion to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10. Thank you.